On the 26th of March, 1979, following the 1978 Camp David Accords, Egypt and Israel signed a peace treaty. President Jimmy Carter had brought the leaders of Israel and Egypt to Camp David, Anwar el-Sadat of Egypt and Menachem Begin of Israel. Both were implacable enemies of the other. Both of them had political violence in their backgrounds. President Jimmy Carter was a peacemaker. It is the enduring legacy of his presidency. And although the American people did not give him a second term, being in disagreement with other things, President Jimmy Carter was a blessed and happy man on the day that that peace accord was joined together. Blessed and happy are the peacemakers. I have to ask myself a question when I read this in the scripture. Am I a peacemaker or am I a disturber? Am I the occasion of people forgiving one another, calling a new day, being at peace with one another, or am I one who stirs up dissension between people? I want to be a peacemaker. Someone that brings peace into a situation that can help people live peacefully and happily together. And may I be at peace with all people everywhere as much as it is possible with me. Listen again to the words of Jesus in his Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. O Father, help me to be at peace with all people. Help me as much as it's in my power not to be at enmity with anyone. But more than that, Lord, I want to be blessed with being a peacemaker. Help me, O Lord, to bring peace into conflict. Help me, O Lord, to some way be that person who can put oil on troubled waters, can soothe hurt feelings, can assuage the anger of people one toward another. It's not easy. But, O Lord, I pray that you would help me to make that effort and make me a peacemaker, for I want to be blessed and happy, and I want to be called your child, O Lord. Brother of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, make it happen in my life, I pray, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.